It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Maestro Dick Wagner is my guest today, and he's here to talk about songwriting. Welcome to the show, Dick. It's great to have you back.
JD, thank you very much. Always happy to talk to you.
Well, we're talking about songwriting today, and I don't think there's anyone who doesn't have knowledge of your history as a musician, a songwriter, performer, but this history is vast, and it seems like you've collaborated with all the who's who in music. What makes a good collaboration between songwriters?
You have to listen to each other. I mean, you have to be open to the idea of the other guy saying to you, no, I don't like that. You know, and he's got to be open to you saying, I don't like that. And then dropping it and finding something else. I mean, you have to be willing to edit yourself and be objective about what you've written, what you've contributed, and be willing to get rid of it if you need to, or for it to be accepted. I'm a good collaborator. I love collaborations. I enjoy doing it. The end product is always better than any one person. Alice Cooper and I have a tremendous history of collaboration. It's Dennis Morgan and I from Nashville. He's a big-time Nashville writer. I've written hits together. I just enjoy it. There's certain people that you find are really kindred spirits, and you move at the same pace. That's important, too, because I have a tendency to write very quickly and write things and try to jump on ahead of writers. So when I find someone I can write with who's right with me, you know, on the same level of accomplishment, it works really well. You know, I have a little humor in it. You know, songwriting is great. You don't want to take it too seriously, you know, because it's not brain surgery. I know that because I've had two brain surgeries myself. And songwriting is not as difficult as going under the knife, but it's a very interesting process. You know, the communication with another person and finding a common theme and a common musicality. And when that happens, and it happens quickly, it's really a lot of fun.
And there's always talk about gimmicks for artists or hooks for the music and things like that. When an artist writes a song, where's the line between trying to write hooks for popularity, say, and writing from the heart?
I only write from the heart, honestly. You can't try to write hits. Mm-hmm. Trying to write a hit is like, what's a hit? You don't know what's going to be a hit. That's up to the public, you know, to when they hear a song, to make it a hit. All you can do is write what you know to be a really good song. And so that means concentrating on lyrics and getting a lyrical idea, a title that's catchy, an actual song that has great melody and a memorable melody, something that people will relate to. You have to find all of those things and put it together, and that makes it a hit. So to try to write a hit is impossible, but you try to write true to your heart and true to what your feelings are at the time you're writing.
And so through the many hits that you've written over the years, Dick, and with many artists, is there any one song that just pops into your head as maybe the most outstanding above all others for you? Maybe, you know, something you feel most strongly about?
Only Women Bleed is a song that comes to mind because I had written all the music for it in 1968. And when I got together with Alice Cooper in 1975, I played the song for him. He loved the music, didn't like the lyrics. And so we wrote all new lyrics for it and changed it into a new song. And so the music had been there for like 7 years before it even got written as a real song. So that comes to my mind as a very special song in the process of actually writing it.
And that's some history, and of course, the title of your book as well. In the title, Not Only Women Bleed. Before we go, maybe just tell us a little bit about the double CD that you, your new CD of instrumental music.
It is called Captured. It's captured, like, in the moment. You know, there I am. And it's basically, the first CD is almost all me playing my guitar, solo, improvisational stuff, jazz and blues. And I think there's some terrific playing on there. And then I also have some things that I recorded in the studio that I added to it. It's all guitar playing. The entire two CDs are all about my guitar playing and songs written for the guitar. So I think it's really interesting. And the response so far has been terrific. You know, people are really, really loving it. And I've got a guy who submits all these things for the Grammys. He's going to submit it to the Grammys. And we'll see. You never know.
Great.
So very interesting that it's all captured.
Well, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today on the show, and wish you great success with the new CD.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, JD. I appreciate it.